There are times when God will give you a word of knowledge and let you know about something that presently exists or something that happened. God will give you from time to time a word of wisdom so that you understand His purpose and plan for the future. And God may give you from time to time discerning of spirits so you see into the realm of spirits. My wife saw an angel one time. I've never seen my angel. I know I have one because I have faith in what God's word says.
Amen.
But I've never seen him. Don't know if I want to. As long as he does the job, everything's cool. Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
See, I'm not looking for some spectacular manifestation.
Amen.
That's how people get off track. I am content with walking in the light of the Word, doing what the Bible tells me to do, being led by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now, if God does manifest himself supernaturally, and it lines up with what the Bible says, and it bears witness with my spirit, then we'll go for it. Are you with me? But if I have a vision and hear some voice telling me to do something that doesn't line up with the Scripture, that doesn't bear witness with what's in my heart, I'm going to quit eating whatever I ate before I went to bed. Are you with me?
Amen.
I remember a man who had a visitation from the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus told him something. And he told Jesus, he said, "Jesus, I can't accept that. I can't accept that unless you give me," he said, "I don't care. I know I'm looking at you. I'm seeing you, but unless you give me 3 references out of the New Testament, I'm not going to believe it."
Mm.
And Jesus smiled at him and said, "I'll do you better. I'll give you 4.
Mm.
Proceeded to instruct him from the Word.
Mm.
Now, why is that important? Did you know that Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light?
Mm-hmm.
How do you think all these people got deceived?
They
saw some brilliant light and somebody said, "I'm Jesus," and led them off on some wild goose chase. Are you with me? If it doesn't line up with the Word, if it doesn't bear witness with the Holy Spirit on the inside, we set it on the shelf. We need more visions and dreams and prophecy. But we just need to be led by the Word of God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's wrap this up. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Here's something you have to understand. In the New Testament, we're not to be led by prophets, but we're to be led by the Holy Spirit. Did you get that?
Amen.
In the New Testament, we're not to be led by prophets, but we're to be led by the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Now, in the Old Testament, they didn't have the Spirit of God living within them. We do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need somebody out here giving me directions. I'm going to be led by the shepherd. The shepherd lives in me, Christ in you, the hope of glory. All right, Philippians chapter 1. I want to show you 2 verses, and then we'll close. Philippians chapter 1. Let me hurry. Let me catch up with you. Okay. Philippians chapter 1, look at verse 6. Notice what it says. "Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work," notice the next 2 words, "in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." He that has begun a good work, say the next 2 words with me, "in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." Notice chapter 2, verse 13. Philippians 2, 13. "For it is God which worketh," say the next 2 words with me, "in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure." For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God is working in us to bring us to a point where we can please him in everything that we do. It's sort of like if you've ever gone on the internet and gone on a website that's not finished yet, they'd have a little symbol up there, you know, under construction. Well, to a certain degree, all of us are under construction.
Amen.
On the inside. God's working on the inside of each and every one of us so they can get us to the point where we fulfill his purpose and plan.
Amen.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Turn with me to the last scripture we're going to look at today, and that's Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Perfect. Hebrews chapter 13. These are my 2 favorite verses in all of the New Testament. In fact, most of the time when I, you know, somebody visits a church, I always send them a letter. If you all still save your letters, you know, not that you don't have to save them, but if you have, notice these scriptures are in that letter. Notice what it says, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. It says, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep." Who's the shepherd of the sheep?
Jesus.
"Through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." But Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, God, that is, that brought again Jesus from the dead, our great shepherd of the sheep, will make us perfect in every good work to do his will, and he'll work in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. So here we see three witnesses that tell us Jesus, the shepherd, works on the inside of us to bring us to that place where we can fulfill his good pleasure. Now, there's another word in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 21, and that's the word perfect, make you perfect. That word perfect is the Greek word katarizo, and it means to repair, to adjust, to fit, to frame, to mend, to make perfect, to prepare and restore. That's what God's doing on the inside of us by the Holy Spirit, making us perfect. He is repairing, adjusting, fitting, framing, mending, making perfect, preparing and restoring us on the inside.
Amen.
God is working in you now to accomplish his pleasure in you.
Amen.
He desires to make you perfect. That means he desires to repair, adjust, fit, frame, mend, make perfect, prepare, and restore everything you will ever need to please him.
Amen.
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 Say, thank God for the shepherd.
Thank God for the shepherd.
He's working in me.
He's working in me.
Amen. Amen. If you'll be always cognizant of the fact that God is working in you by his Holy Spirit, then you don't ever have to be afraid of being led astray by somebody out here someplace.
All right.
Because you know God's working on the inside.
Amen.
We got that song we sing, you know. I got the word on the inside, working on the outside. Holy Ghost on the inside, working on the outside. That is true.
Amen.
He's working in us to bring us to a place where we can please him in everything that we do. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Did you learn anything from that series?
Amen.
Well, let's all stand.